Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 277 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. There are so many ways to process big feelings when they hit, and some will work better for some situations, some will work better for some people. Some ways can be more challenging and draining than others, and some can be more cathartic and immediate. But you can't rush healing, and there is no right or wrong way to heal, and honestly, you'll probably never fully be healed. But I do believe we should be focused on doing so intentionally when we are in need of deep healing. I'm not saying to dig around if you don't feel up to it, but there is some stuff that does get buried so deep that we forget we can let go of it if we're conscious. In my opinion, you gotta get those kinds of big feelings off your chest at some point. And in my opinion, getting it off your chest means, quite literally, getting it out of your body in some way. If you're a verbal processor, this may mean talking it out. So you may want to make an appointment with a therapist that you feel safe enough and trust enough to vent to if you have access. Share your fears, your emotions, your feelings with the intentionality of releasing them from the chokehold that they have on you. Just like rinsing your negative thoughts down the drain, rinse yourself of these feelings by getting them out verbally. Reminder that your friends are not your therapists, even if they are kind and wise and receptive, and we should never be using our friends as therapists. But that said, our friends can be an effective sounding board if they are trustworthy, willing, and have the capacity to hold that emotional space for us. Remember to ask for consent first. Even still, we should check in regularly, sustain empathetic boundaries, and understand that we are not to expect advice from anyone who isn't licensed or qualified to give advice, even if our friends are actual therapists. And while I believe in the power of event session, we can't really rely on our friends to be readily available or the sounding boards that we might need, but as long as we remember those key aspects and remember that the purpose of sharing is to get it out of our heads and actually release that energy out into the world, then we can do so in a way that works for everyone involved. So if you do utilize a friend as a verbal resource, make sure you thank them for their time and compassion and energy and space that they held for you, even if they didn't do a great job. And for those of us who are verbal processors and are more uncomfortable sharing with anyone in real life, you can always record yourself sharing your story or just say it out loud in a private space, again with the intention of getting it out and releasing it. Another great strategy, if you're not a verbal processor, or even if you are, is to get it out via journal. whether it be on a computer or an iPad or in a pretty journal with a nice ass pen. Or you can even text it to yourself and never fucking read it again. But find a way to transfer that energy that you're harboring into the ether instead of holding on to it. Journaling is a fan favorite for a reason. It's private and expensive and effective. And the beauty of journaling is once you get into the flow of writing down your thoughts and feelings, you might surprise yourself with some of the stuff you were holding on to. When you do this intentional releasing, I want you to focus on getting that shit out of you. It's like when you change the oil in your car, you have to drain out all the old shit for it to run properly in the future. And the draining part is the most time-consuming and expensive part of the process. Refilling the shit with the good stuff is pretty fast and fairly simple. But the waiting and the disposal of the old, heavier shit is where that labor comes in. So if you have the proper tools and expectations, it's much easier to do so. So let yourself lean into the draining portion when you need to, even though it sucks, and recognize that you're gonna feel a lot better afterward. When we strategically clear out the clutter, we can make space for better shit that's coming for you, and it also allows space between our reactions and our feelings. We've all got some bullshit we've gotta get comfortable confronting at some point. And don't be afraid to confront your own head on when you feel ready, because it'll only serve to weigh you down if you don't get it outside of you in some capacity. Of course, this won't solve all your problems, it won't be easy, and it won't fix everything, but it will help you release your own hold on some of the heavier shit you've been carrying. It is okay to set it down. You might feel a little weird without the extra baggage, but once you get in the habit of releasing, you'll find you have to do it far less. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.